Welcome back. Now, remember, of course, you can have your say by getting in touch by text, WhatsApp, or send a voice note to 0833 97 97 97. You can call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. Now, I'm joined on the line by Senator, Fianna Fáil Senator Fiona O'Loughlin. And it appears, Fiona, you might have some good news to share with us. Can you fill us in?
I absolutely do, Tara, and I'm really delighted to be able to share this piece of good news. Those that live around Newbridge and those that come in and out of Newbridge on a regular basis would be very well aware of the congestion, particularly around the bridge, because we have five schools there. So at pinch points, the traffic really, really is so busy. And, you know, you have to be concerned about the numbers of children, particularly who walk to school and need to use the crossings there. So we have been engaging for quite some time and working towards getting finance and the go-ahead for a second bridge. So the news that I am giving this morning is that that money has been granted. So I was absolutely delighted to get a call from Minister James Brown to say that he's allocating, the indicative amount is 20 million euros, but it's basically going to be the full and total cost of both the bridge and a 795-metre road length. And this will go to complete the Newbridge Southern Outer Orbital Relief Road. So the announcement really is 20 million euros. This will ensure, I believe, that we will start construction in 2027, because at the same time, the Department of Transport are preparing all the tender documents to make sure that we have consultant engineers in place to oversee the project and oversee the tender process.
This is really welcome news, because Fiona, you know, you've been lobbying for this for quite some time. This has been years in the making, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, absolutely, and with so many different stages that we had to go through. But I genuinely felt, particularly in the last 2 to 3 years, that we were going absolutely in the right direction. This, of course, is going to reduce congestion. It's going to improve east-west connectivity. It's the link, really, between the Great Connell Road and Beenham Woods. But it's also going to support residential and commercial developments. There's going to be, of course, walking and cycling connectivity there as well too. So it really is a good news day for Newbridge and for those who come into it on a regular basis. And I know that, you know, coming up to Christmas time and busy times and match times, people say, oh, we'll avoid Newbridge, we won't, you know, spend our money there, won't give our business there, because the traffic is always chaos. But this is really going to make a huge difference, and we'll do everything to try to ensure that there isn't a really negative impact during construction, particularly in relation to the neighbourhood around the area.
And Fiona, you were saying, so 2027, hopefully, that it could get started?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah, because together with the announcement of this money, the Department of Transport have been working on getting on progressing the project to tender stage. So we're very, very close to that at this point in time. So obviously the tender is the next stage, and then shovels in the ground.
Okay, well, that'd be really welcome. Now, Fiona, we did receive a notification from Minister for Higher Education James Lawless. Now, that was in regards to some key infrastructure investments more in the north of the county. So particularly it was Naas, Maynooth, Selbridge and Leixlip. And if you can just give me a second, I just want to outline some of them. For Naas Northwest Quadrant and Canal Quarter, the development of a new pedestrian bridge at Naas Harbour and improved links to the Naas Northwest Quadrant. There's also Naas Inner Relief Road. So the proposed Naas Inner Relief Road will link with the OR445 Dublin Road with the OR410 Blessington Road, improving traffic through the town and supporting future residential growth. Then in terms of strategic projects, Captain's Hill upgrade, Confie, Leixlip. The upgrade of Captain's Hill will improve connectivity between Confie and Leixlip while supporting the development of new residential communities, and that's supported by the investment through DART Plus West. Also called the Selbridge Hazel Hatch Mobility Corridor. So the proposed mobility corridor will provide a new road connection between the Clane Road and Loughlinstown Road, including a new bridge crossing of the River Liffey and enhanced walking and cycling facilities. And then there's the Maynooth Outer Orbital Road. The first phase of the Maynooth Outer Orbital Road would connect Moyglare Road and Creewell with Kilcock Road and providing essential infrastructure support to the town. Fiona, are you aware, were there other announcements for Kildare South, or maybe that information hasn't been, you know, has been shared yet?
My understanding is that this is the announcement for Kildare South. Now, I could be wrong on this because I know that further information is coming out later today.
Yeah.
And Minister Brown rang me about this particular project because he knows how strongly I've been advocating for it. But in relation to Kildare North, it's great to see that investment coming in. And of course, our thanks have to go to Minister James Lawless at Cabinet for fighting for those, and to Deputy Nisha O'Carroll, because these are projects that we've been talking about within our own parliamentary party as well, to ensure that the ministers are taking on board. Kildare has been growing, is continuing to grow. We have to make sure we have the right infrastructure. So it's important that we get this investment in ensuring that that is right.
And actually, we'll have more details on our website with that, because I appreciate there was quite a bit of information. And as you said, Fiona, as the details emerge around the second bridge and everything, we can put all of that on our website. Fiona, while we have you on the line, it would be remiss not to ask you about, and I know it's something you've been lobbying on quite a lot, but this time of year, we do see illegal encampments on the Curra. We've seen a particularly large one at the edge of the Curra, at the edge of the racecourse on the Kildare Town side, where there's even kind of, it looks like almost like a circus tent has been erected along with multiple caravans. Do you know what is the status? Because I know court orders. Could you just update our listeners on where we're at in terms of that encampment?
Yeah, well, look, I just could not believe it. I drove by it myself on Saturday when I heard about it, and I could not believe the scale of it. That evening, I spoke to the Minister for Defence, Helen McEntee, and to the Secretary General of the Department of Defence, Jackie Crum, looking for an absolutely urgent meeting in relation to it. I did meet with Minister Jim O'Callaghan, who is Minister for Justice. He's not directly involved, but it, you know, his department would have a bearing. He's committed to trying to do what we can. Now, my understanding is that a lot of those have actually gone. I know they arrived in just before the weekend when courts started sitting, which is really, really frustrating. And I know how frustrated people are around it. The bottom line is we need a stronger management system. We need more rangers with enforcement powers. We need a new management body. And that has pretty much all been agreed by government. But we need to put it in place. The current systems are not working, and we need to replace those with clear responsibility, visitor management, because obviously we want, you know, people who take enjoyment and have respect for the Curra to come and visit. We need to protect the land, to protect the biodiversity protection. I know that the Taoiseach said on your own programme about this moving to the National Parks and Wildlife. That's clearly where it needs to be. And I have met with Minister Christopher O'Sullivan, who looks after this department. We're hoping to meet again in the next week or two to see how much we can advance it, because until this is advanced and we have a new management structure, unfortunately, we can't give any certainty about people coming to camp illegally or not. Now, to be fair to the Department of Defence, they have streamlined the process they have been using over the last 2 years, but it's still a period of time that the illegal encampments are there. There's still a huge cost to the state in terms of waste management. There's a nervousness around, there's disruption to horse training, there's interference with army firing ranges, there's large-scale dumping and clean-up costs, as I mentioned, and also people who live close to the Curra and people who like to walk in it, people who like to use the leisure amenities. As I mentioned before, Kildara has had two greens damaged. And they've also had intimidation, I should say, quite close to it. So I'm not coming with any necessarily good news today, but just to spell it out where it's at. And I'm as frustrated as anyone, but we keep pressurising to make sure we have that new management system in place.
And it's something we'll obviously be keeping an eye on as well. And as you said, it is to move into the Department of Parks and Wildlife. That was due, I think it was to be that by the end of the month. So obviously, Fiona, any updates you get, if you can share them with us. But in the meantime, great news for Newbridge. Second bridge is coming. And again, we'll have more detail on our website shortly. But I want to thank you so much for joining us on the air and sharing that news. That was Senator Fiona O'Loughlin for Fianna Fáil, just sharing